Hello and welcome to Packed Public Radio. I am Wijmute, and with us is... tell us about yourself, guys.
Go ahead, Elon.
Oh, sure. My name is Elon Rabinovich. I'm with Southern California Linux Expo, and I'm currently the conference chair and as well as the sponsorship chair for the event. And, Orv.
Orv Beach. Yeah, Orv Beach. I'm the publicity chair for Scale.
Excellent. And let me see. Let me bring up my list of questions here. I came all prepared with a whole list. Yeah. So, why don't you guys give us an overview, an overview of some of the current papers that have been presented.
You mean that are scheduled to be presented?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, some of the more interesting.
We've got quite a few presentations this year. One of our two keynotes this year are going to be Joe Zonker Brockmeyer from OpenSUSE and Novell, as well as Bradley Kuhn from the Software Freedom Law Center. And Joe's going to be discussing a bit about how to develop a community marketing plan for an open source project. What are some of the top 10 things that you need to do to improve the way you reach new users and new developers, things to that extent, as an open source developer or a community member around an open source project. Bradley's going to be discussing a little bit more about software as a service and how that interacts with free and open source software and licensing around that.
Awesome.
So those should be two very exciting keynotes to start out with. So.
Awesome. What else besides talks do you have going on? Do you have vendors that come in?
Yeah, so we have an expo floor at Scale. It's that has a number of different exhibitors. It's generally we generally have somewhere between 70 and 80 exhibitors each year, and what we try to do is we try to make sure that about half of those are open source and nonprofit groups, everything from Fedora and Ubuntu to groups like NotMiss has been around in the past. OpenSUSE will be there this year, things like that. And then on the we also have a number of sponsors that come out as well, and that's about the other 50% of the expo floor. So companies like IBM, Google, HP, who sponsor the event and help fund us financially, but also help demo their products on the expo floor, things like that. So between the talks and the expo floor, there's a pretty full weekend. We also have a number of other sub events that take place around Scale that aren't just presentations that are exciting as well. We can talk about those too if you'd like.
Sure. Sure. Why don't you go into some of those?
Well, so, Orv, do you want to touch on those?
Yeah, one thing we've offered for the last two or three years are spots for birds of a feather meetings, ad hoc meetings. We offer space for groups to get together at Scale, and some of the ones that have signed up so far for BOFs are Perlmongers, there's an open source audio group, MySQL, PostgreSQL. There's another one, Networking for Free Software Activists, and a couple of others, and their slots are about half full. We're offering those to any groups that would like to talk. And there's a couple of other events happening. Elon, you want to talk about those?
Sure. So our Friday event, on Friday we generally reserve some rooms for very niche tracks. So for example, we have an event this year on women in open source. This will be the third year that we're doing that, where women that are involved in the open source community will come and speak about how they got involved, some of the projects that they're involved in, and just their general experience with open source to try to get more women involved with the project. We also have an event called Open Source Software Education, which as the title suggests is about open source software in the K-12 environment, and so we've invited teachers and IT personnel from various local school districts and educational organizations to come in and learn about open source tools like wikis and email solutions, web filtering, or anything that would really fit in with the Linux and open source at an educational institution. So that's going to be very exciting because it'll be the second year we're doing that. So we're hoping to see a strong turnout from the education community. Some of the other events that are fairly new this year are we've got the Fedora folks have mentioned that they're going to be coming out and doing their Ambassador's Day this year, and that's actually something new just in the last 24 to 48 hours, which is going to be a meeting for their various community members to come in and talk about Fedora and plan some stuff for the new year. We'll have some announcements coming out about that, and we'll also be inviting back our healthcare event, which is an open source event around healthcare software that's run by another group, and they'll be out this year as well with two tracks about open source software in the healthcare industry. So there's really whether you're looking to get general information about Linux and open source at scale, or you're looking or you're coming from a very niche perspective and you're looking for it for a specific vertical or a specific type of job or area that you're working in. There's events for everybody. So.
Two other items that Elon didn't mention, in addition to the Fedora Ambassador's Day on Friday, it looks like Zenos Community Day is going to be held on Friday. They'll be coming together. They'll be announcing that soon. It will be a training day for them. Looks like Subversion is also coming together, right, Elon?
Yeah, so that's we've got the Subversion folks are going to be coming out and doing a user community day as well with presentations specific around the area of Subversion and both for developers and users alike. So.
Awesome. So this is all like hot off the presses information.
Yeah
I don't believe we've actually announced it anywhere else yet. So you've got an exclusive.
It's on my publicity to-do list.
Nice. So how did you two get involved with this? Have you been involved with this from the beginning?
We have. Elon wrote up a really good article on it. The history and how it came about, so I'll let him recite that.
Sure. So the scale's been around for about, this will be our seventh year running the event, and we're all volunteers on the event. It's completely organized by the community and by a core group of volunteers, as well as some others that helped join us at the event. So we started this in 2002, and the first event we held was at USC. But prior to that, a lot of us had been involved with a group called the Lugfest out of the Simi Conejo Valley Lug, and that's really where the roots of Scale came. It's basically we were, as users and community members around open source, we really wanted a place where we could get together with other community members once a year, but also get all the presenters that go to the other conferences that weren't in Los Angeles. There really wasn't much going on in Los Angeles in terms of open source events at the moment or in Southern California in general. So, we all kind of got together and started, brainstorming about ways to do that. And one of the things that, came out of it was the Southern California Linux Expo. And so while, initially it started out as, very much a user group event. If you look at our Expo floor from Scale 1 back in 2002, I think it was more than half user groups, if not, and very few actual open source projects. We had some, basically a lot of user groups, a couple vendors that were out to help, sponsor the event, and then just all presentations. And since then, we've grown quite a bit. I mean, we went from, I think our first year Orv was about somewhere between 400 and 600 attendees.
It was about 400.
Yeah, 400 attendees. And so last year, I think we were just under 1,300. So it's been a fairly sizable growth over the years. And as a result, we're starting to see a lot more well-known speakers coming in from all over the world, as well as exhibitors that are lining up to join us. So we've got the actual open source projects coming out to some extent, not just the local user groups demoing the applications, which was great as well. So
they're starting to plan their get-togethers around Scale, which is beneficial both ways. I think it's great to see.
Yeah, we've started to sort of become a hub for the open source community to host their events. So there's a number of, while we'll host the main Scale event, as we mentioned, there's the, Subversion days and Zenos days and, Fedora days and different other groups, and they'll come together and try to host their events as sort of sub-conferences to Scale. So they get to benefit from the fact that, the community is already together in one spot, and we get to get benefit from the fact that we get really interesting folks coming out to talk about their projects.
Awesome. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. I wish I could be there. I'm in Ohio, so I'm that would be quite a ride for me to go.
Well, have you
are you familiar with the Ohio Linux Fest? Because there's a very similar event to ours hosted out of Columbus.
Oh yeah. I've heard of it, but I've never had the opportunity to make it down there.
They're really worth going to. They're just tons of fun. Linux World is a huge event, but over the last number of years, it's got increasingly commercial. They've kind of pushed the community out a bit. And Elon, you had mentioned that some of the vendors were a little upset about that because they get a lot of input from the community. Do you want to comment on that?
The vendors have started to have mentioned that a lot of our vendors have started to mention that. Well, for one thing, they get a lot. They get a lot better bang for their buck at scale from both by being able to work with the community and get their input and build communities around their projects, but also because the people that are coming out to scale are generally very excited about the technologies and about the products that they have to offer. So they're coming in and they're having very serious discussions with them about how the technology works and what it's where it can be improved, where it makes sense in their organizations, things to that extent. Whereas they found that a lot of times when they go to some of the larger events, and I don't want to single out Linux World, which is, I think it's actually Open Source World these days. When they go to those events, they get a lot of people coming around looking for swag, and while that's great and it's good to get your name out there, it's not necessarily where you're going to meet your customers. So
yeah, and it's not necessarily the sole thing to do is to just go and get swag.
So we found they've started to find that scale, like I said, is a really good bang for their buck in terms of getting together and maybe meeting with a smaller group of people, but they're a lot more focused on actually wanting to learn about your products and learn about your services. So.
And the comment you made in that article you wrote up, Elon, was very pertinent, that a lot of times they're looking for IT decision makers, and we do have a fair number of them coming by, but we also have a lot of decision influencers, IT workers, and college students who will be future IT decision influencers. So
Correct. The
smart vendor knows that they come here and show up very early on and get in the minds of their future customers. Does that sound too commercial?
Well, regardless, I think it's true for our vendors, and we do a fairly good job of balancing the community and the vendors, and I think everybody comes out happy in the end. So,
yeah,
it's a
yeah. And how has your experience with setting up Linux World and running Linux World changed your thoughts and ideas about Linux and open source software in general?
You mean organizing and being involved with scale?
Yeah.
Well, I have to say it's reduced my some of the other community involvements that I've done in the past. Unfortunately, we spend about 8 months out of the year working on scale these days. So
yeah,
I don't get to attend as many lug meetings as I used to and would normally love to attend. But for me, it's been a real educational experience. I get to meet with a lot of folks that I normally probably wouldn't get to meet with, and learn about their projects and the work that they're doing. It's also been very helpful in my career as I go out and work on my day job as a systems administrator. It's more than once gotten my foot in the door just by the fact that I say, hey, I'm one of the co-organizers of Scale, and they say, oh, I love Scale. Why don't you come on by? So, it's definitely been interesting. So, Orv, how about yourself?
Well, I don't know if it's helped my career any or not. I'm an IT director at a hospital, by the way, and slightly older than the rest of the guys. Slightly.
He yells at us to get off his lawn sometimes.
That's right.
Well, I'm probably younger than all of you. I'm 19.
You're probably, oh, geez.
We've got our webmaster's probably about your age.
No, he's 22 now, Elon.
Oh, I guess I'm losing track of time.
Welcome to the club. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Yeah, he was asking how he was asking us how scale has changed our perspective on the open source community and in general.
I've always been a student of open source. I've been in it since '96. It's been fun to watch it grow from the very beginnings, and being on the publicity side Very early on, I was pimping open source to local PC clubs, so I've been on the publicity and advocacy side from day one. And being involved with Scale, I've had a chance to rub shoulders with other like-minded people, some of the bloggers and writers in the open source community. That has helped my skills, and the contacts have made it just that easier to help promulgate the idea of open source events. And I've got some ideas going forward about the width and breadth of the open source shows that I want to talk to Elon about later on, but that's for a different conversation. But it's been very beneficial.
Cool. And your last point brings me to my next question. What do you both see as part of the future for Linux and open source software in general?
Well, I can start off by saying that my organization purchased 18,000 desktop licenses from Novell last fall, and we've stated that we're going to move towards an open source platform as much as possible. That answer your question?
Oh yeah.
We've never been a captive Microsoft shop. Most hospitals and healthcare organizations came up through Novell's network, so it's an easy slide over to Novell's SLED and SLES, and a lot of the guys up at corporate IT have fallen in love with packages like Plone and Drupal and things like that, and they've gotten a lot more productive due to the fact that they can try a product and roll it out and roll out websites very, very quickly. So it's been very beneficial for my company.
Awesome.
And you know, from my end, that just in observations, it's just, you know, as Scale grows, we can tell by the way Scale has been growing that, you know, the open source community in general has also grown quite a bit from the beginning. You know, there's not as many folks showing up and saying, "What is Linux?" to that extent, but you know, just everything from the desktop to things on the server end and the corporate end have just improved in leaps and bounds over the last 7 years or so as since we've been running the event, and we can only expect that it's going to keep growing at this pace, especially as the economy starts to slow down a bit. It's going to be really important for folks to be able to get the best, you know, the best bang for their buck as they're investing in their IT infrastructure, and I think Linux and open source is really the place to do that.
And I can relate on the non-commercial, on the desktop side. I mentioned I've been giving talks about Linux and open source to PC clubs for over 10 years now. There's a club in the San Fernando Valley here in Southern California called Tugnet, and I've been giving talks every 12 to 18 months for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now. And the first couple, all they got was puzzled looks. And then over the years, more people started nodding. And then about 2 years ago, they asked us to do an install fest at one of their clubs. And by the way, these Windows PC clubs typically run 200 to 400 members. They're quite large. Their membership is substantially older than people in the open source. But free software sounds really good to these folks. A lot of them are retired. But in any case, they started paying more and more attention. More and more people started showing up. The last one I gave there, I got mugged, and all of my swag and CD giveaways was gone before they even got seated.
Wow.
So they've really gotten the idea, and they, in fact, spun off a special interest group, Linux group, that has about a dozen members, and they're very happy to be on a stable operating system, and they're having a ball. They're not learning real quickly, but they're just having fun, and that's part of it, is seeing people learn.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I myself can testify to the fact that the desktop Linux experience has vastly improved since I first got involved with Linux back in 2003, I think it was. I started with Red Hat 7 on a original Pentium.
I remember in the old days.
Exactly.
Well, I won't say any more, except my first Linux install was 16 floppies.
Oh,
and no X.
Yeah.
It was grim. And those were the bad old days. I'm very happy to see those days gone. And I've got three technicians working for me here, and they're pretty smart, but they didn't have too much Linux experience until I started forcing it on them last year. And they've been learning SLED and Fedora. And one of them, who's learning quite quickly, but grumbles a lot about it because he likes to grumble, but he did an Ubuntu installation the other night at home, and he mentioned how brain dead simple it was. So we've come a long ways.
Indeed, indeed, yes. I myself currently run the KDE version of Ubuntu.
I do that also at home.
Yep.
I'm quite happy with it. My wife's workstation runs Fedora and has since it was, Red Hat 9 about 3 or 4 years ago. There's no Microsoft in our house.
Yeah, on our end, it's we're pretty much Ubuntu users at home. So
mm-hmm.
I even recently converted the wife off her Mac onto Ubuntu. So.
Wow.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Taking some, I'm impressed.
So,
okay. Yeah.
Well, we got her a new toy, and it was a netbook, and it was either XP or Ubuntu, and I think we both felt that Ubuntu would have been a better choice. So.
Yeah. Oh darn it! I forgot what I was gonna say. Never mind. So what do you guys, that leads me to my next question. What do you guys do in your spare time?
What spare time?
Exactly.
Something I've revived recently, my mom was a longtime genealogist in our family, and after she passed away, I computerized all of her records, and back then it was Family Tree Maker under Windows, and I was looking for a package to migrate it to, because that was the only thing I was booting into Windows for, and I found a package called Gramps, which is a genealogy program. And back then it was pretty rough, and I watched it, and over the months and years, a couple years later, it was solid enough, and I moved all my data over there, and it's just grown into a tremendous package. So I spend, 3 or 4 hours a month updating it with birth, death, marriages, and stuff, because it's got 4,600 people in it, and that's a lot of data. But that's a nice application that's pretty much non-geek, and I use it as an example for things that ordinary computer-using people at home might want to use.
Yeah, I myself, I've always been pretty far removed from the ordinary computer person. I started programming when I was in freshman in high school in C++.
A geek from the word go, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I started out in ham radio before there were computers. I've just kind of moved over into computers. The other thing I'm doing these days, I'm running Cat5 cable throughout the attics and buying TVs and prepping to get a Myth TV server running in the workshop with a couple front ends throughout the house. So that's my current project.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, I was asked to mention, today and tonight, that Myth TV is now known as LinHES, Linux Home Entertainment System.
Is that Myth TV or the Not Myth guys?
Oh, the Not Myth. Yeah.
Okay.
Myth. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll make sure to mention that moving forward.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool. So you were asking about hobbies. I think similar to Orv, my time's pretty much all taken up by work and by scale, but. One thing I wanted to just mention is I'm one of the co-organizers for GeekPack. I'm an organization that's been started in the last year and a half or so. We got really at our kickoff event at the last scale, and we lobby around issues pertaining to information rights, copyright reform, things to that nature, open formats. In the last year or so, I've been going around to all the Linux conferences and giving presentations on that. So it's if anybody's out there is interested in those topics, geek-pack.org is our website. So.
Very cool. Very cool. So it sounds like you both are very busy men.
There's not much downtime, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's more fun that way.
Indeed. Indeed.
Well, scale is a pretty worthy cause, we believe. I mean, obviously, we're volunteers and we put in a lot of hours and we do it for the joy of seeing the show come across and seeing so many people on the expo floor. It's quite a rush to see shoulder-to-shoulder people in the aisle.
Yep.
Yeah. And what do you guys see as the future of scale itself?
It's going to be that's something we're all kind of talking about, and what, you know, where to go next. It's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of years, as you know, as regional shows start to be more of the focus. It seems that there's Linux and open source events, you know, similar to our own, popping up in every you know corner. There's, you know, there's the one we mentioned in Ohio. There's two in Florida. There's one in Atlanta. There's another one in Indiana, as well as you know, North Carolina. So they're all over the place. And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention Linux Fest Northwest, which is up in Seattle. And it seems like each year there's another one or two being founded. So it's going to be interesting to see how all the events start to, you know, to where we can find ways to collaborate, as well as you know, how the community takes to them and starts maybe moving away from some of the more national events.
Cool.
Another thing that's interesting, although we're the two things interesting about Scale, it's the SoCal Linux Expo, but I've been noticing, I think last year, 15% of our ticket sales came from out of state, quite a few from the East Coast and the like. So we may be a regional show, but we're increasingly drawing nationally. And the other thing is, we have Linux in the title, but we're not, you know, exclusive Linux. Last year we had all three BSDs there. We had Haiku, we had React OS. So when it comes to the flavor of the OS, we're kind of agnostic as long as it meets the litmus test of being open source software.
Very cool. Very cool.
We just couldn't figure out an acronym to replace Scale that would be pronounceable.
There's been a number of recommendations, but a lot of times they end up sounding like diseases, so we try to stay away from them.
Right. Yeah, people might get the wrong idea.
A single syllable acronym is probably about as good as we'll ever do, Scale.
Yep.
Hard to believe we're on the seventh year already, Elon.
Yeah, it's when we kicked this off, I was just barely starting my first year of college, and it's been, what, 7 years now? Wow.
Yeah. The posters we printed for the first one said first annual, so we were really optimistic back then that there would be a second one.
Yeah. So.
Very cool. Well, what do you both see? Do you expect the subgroups that you mentioned, the education, women in open source, do you expect those to grow at like tremendous rates or anything?
We try to do those events as, you know, something new every year, although in the last couple of years we seem to stick to a few topics just because they've been successful. Our goals with those are really to, you know, foster new events. What we did with one of the events that we recently spun off is a demonstrating open source healthcare solutions event that's going to be held at Scale this year, but it's no longer run by the Scale organizers. It got to the point where it was large enough and successful enough on its own to kind of sustain itself. So, you know, some of the committee members around that took that and turned it into their own event. And I think we're happy to do that with as many events as we can. We really want to be a bit of an incubator for the community, help build up new events, help build up new educational opportunities, and then, you know, see if they can fly.
Yeah, you know, who knows? If somebody says, hey, I want to do a one-day conference at Scale on open source software for manufacturing or marketing or something, we might start them off with a single track 1 year like we did with Docs, the healthcare track. The first year it was single track, and then the next 2 years it was two tracks, and the other two are still single track, but you know, we're always willing to try something new.
Cool. Well,
just wanted to take a minute, and you know, I know that you played our promo code, our audio promo in the past, but just mentioned that, you know, registration for Scale is still open, and if, you know, anybody wants to check out that, you know, register for the event or get more details about it, it's www.socallinuxexpo.org. And, you know, if they use the promo code podcast, or I'm sorry, if they use the promo code CAST, C-A-S-T, they'll, you know, they'll get a 40% off, I believe it is, so off registration. And that's February 20th through the 22nd.
But the early bird registration expires on the 19th. Evening of the 19th, which is 5 days from now, and the registration price goes up after that. So if they are thinking about attending Scale, they should do it this week.
Yep.
Register, I mean.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I've come to the end of my prepared questions. So I don't know what else I can say.
Do you have anything else to add, Elon?
I think we've done a pretty good job of covering it all today. I mean, I just want to again invite everybody to attend the show in February, and if you get a chance, stop by and look for either Orr or myself or any of the other guys and just say hello. And we're always looking to meet all of our attendees, although these days there seems to be too many to shake everybody's hand. But
yeah,
I can't even keep track of all the press people that show up anymore.
Yeah.
Well, hey, like you said before we started recording, there's no bad publicity.
Growth is good.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, I want to thank you both for being on the show. I know I had fun. I know that I found it very informative.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to be here as well. And if anybody's out there listening, when will this be airing?
Sometime within the next. We try to release the show. We try to release a new show every day.
Okay.
So we'll have this up by Thursday or Friday.
Okay. Well, if anybody's interested, we'll also be on the Linux Link Tech Show this week. So we'd love to have people join in on the IRC channel and ask us questions if they're interested.
Cool. Cool. Alrighty. And thank you all for listening. And we'll see you all next time. Bye bye now.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Whether you've merely heard of Linux or consider yourself an expert, here's your chance to learn more about it at the Southern California Linux Expo. For 2009, Scale 7X has added two new tracks for developers and beginners. We'll have over 60 speakers who will cover the latest topics in open source software, and the expo floor will have more than 80 booths featuring commercial and nonprofit organizations showing their products and software. The Friday special sessions have returned with Docs, the Open Source Conference for Healthcare. Women in Open Source will reprise their conference, as will the Open Source Software and Education Conference. The Southern California Linux Expo is February 20th, 21st, and 22nd, 2009, at the Westin LAX Hotel in Los Angeles. For more information or to register for the expo, visit socallinuxexpo.org. Use promo code CAST, C-A-S-T, for 40% off of your registration, and we'll see you at Scale 7X.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.